Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. With the start of school, the Indiana Youth Institute is promoting the importance of early childhood education. The organization cites a new report from the State Department of Health on young Hoosier child. CEO and President Bill Stanjakovich says investing in preschool education helps a child get on the right track for college no matter their background.
There are a myriad of options. The lowest income residents are available for Head Start funding. Other preschools can offer scholarships. We look to our middle class neighbors to support those types of nonprofits that provide that education.
The state of the young Hoosier child shows a stable home life and parental involvement are also necessary to achieve success at school. The wife of Indiana Pacers owner Herb Simon jumped in to help today after a lawyer suffered an apparent heart attack in an L.A. courthouse where she and her husband are being sued. Bayou Simon shouted commands to an attorney doing CPR on the stricken lawyer until paramedics arrived. The Indianapolis Colts reported to training camp today, but MVP Peyton Manning was unable to get on the field. The Colts quarterback admits he's growing impatient as he recovers from neck surgery.
Nobody wants to get healthy more than I do. You know, I don't like missing practice, and I'm not comfortable with that. And so as soon as all this is behind us, I want to do whatever I can to get back out there as soon as I can.
Manning signed a new 5-year, $90 million contract last week, saying he'll spend the rest of his career playing for the Colts. A local eyesore will come crashing down later this month. Sunday, August the 28th is a demolition date set for the Keystone Towers on Indy's north side. Advanced explosive demolitions will do the job.